Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thanks to my colleague for stepping in on a very short notice. We hope this presentation could illustrate the issue under consideration. Please allow me to now briefly describe what we suggest when we say that the CCW should seize the opportunity to better understand S&T developments in order to respond in a timely manner to new developments. It's on the one hand important to ensure that the objectives of the convention set forth in its preamble are fully met, and in doing so to preserve the relevance, integrity and adequacy of the convention. On the other hand, it is in our view important that discussions in the CCW on S&T are impartial and objective. We must not prejudge the impact of any technology. We should aim for a differentiated consideration, an informed discussion about S&T and about the opportunities and challenges that come with it. So as you ask, I would like to address the question, how should we do this? In our view, there is a need, in our view, for a regular and focused S&T discussion. But financial resources and the heavy CCW workload in mind, we suggest a rather light approach. As a first step, perhaps at next year's meeting, we should consider work underway in other fora, notably the UNSG's report pursuant to India's resolution, which is due to be circulated in 2018, in perfect time for our meeting. It is a report which is expected, at least our delegation expects, that it will contain relevant elements for the CCW. But of course, there's also other work undertaken in relevant fora, which could be considered at next year's meeting. In the following year, that's just a proposal, as a second step, and building on the next year's results, we could map S&T areas and developments relevant to the convention. Such a mapping could be conducted perhaps under the responsibility of the chair of the respective meeting of high contracting parties, with support of the secretariat or of UNIDIR. A mapping would help focus our attention to those technologies which are potentially relevant for the CCW. A further step could be to identify certain developments and look at them more closely through expert presentation and by discussing these areas in view of fostering a shared understanding. This is the type of work that we see in Protocol 5 or in other protocols where we have expert presentations and try to get to a shared understanding on specific issues. In parallel to discussions on substance, and based, of course, on the experiences at coming meetings, a discussion on process or format would be required. Is it enough to just set aside some time during annual meetings? Is it perhaps better to have a half-day meeting of experts, dedicate more time to it? Can the CCW do this under the responsibility of the chair? Or should a coordinator be appointed, as in other CCW meetings, etc. Such process questions should discuss based on the experience of the next years. Mr. Chair, to conclude, we are convinced that in view of a better understanding of developments in the area of S&T and to be able to anticipate relevant trends, the CCW high contracting parties should create an appropriate space to consider S&T opportunities and challenges. Ideally, time would be set aside in an informal meeting of experts next year, but it would also work with dedicated time at meeting of high contracting parties. I thank you for your attention.